And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. Well, I greet you today in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark. And I was reading there in Matthew 24, verses 4 through 7. The last verse I read there says, For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. Well, last Sunday at church, one of the brothers had an opening, and the title of his opening was, What Time Is It? And he showed us that it's time to wake up, that we are living in the last days. And one of the things that he brought out was the increase of earthquakes, and he looked up some statistics on earthquakes and gave us these figures here. And these are earthquakes that are 6.99 or greater. The way that they judge them is by the Richter scale, whatever that is. But so these are shakers. These are good-sized earthquakes, 6.99. And this was broke down in 38-year periods. From 1863 to 1900, there were 12 of these 6.99 earthquakes. And that's talking about the whole world, 12 of them. In 1901 to 1939, there were 53. In 1940 to 1973, there were 71. And in 1974 to the present, there were 156. So if you would add up the ones from 1863 to 1973, they wouldn't even add up to 156. But here this, from 1974 to the present, 156 of these 6.99 or greater earthquakes. And here we just saw another one or heard about another one there in Japan here a week or so ago. And a tsunami resulted from it, this big tidal wave that came and swept over the coastal land of Japan there and wiped out towns and many people were destroyed. I watched a news clip on that here recently and just saw how the water was coming in for a long ways, miles it came in, two or three miles, and just destroyed everything in its path, and people were swept away, and many people lost their lives. Here they woke up that morning thinking that everything was great, thinking that it's good to be alive, and they met eternity. You know, and that could happen to us in our land of America. We could have earthquakes and tidal waves come to our shores also. And you say, well, maybe I'm in the middle of the country, or, you know, no tidal wave is going to get me. But, you know, it doesn't have to be a tidal wave. It could be a hurricane, or it could be a tornado or some other type of thing, earthquake. And these things are happening. And here we have Jesus' words, and he tells us, he said, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many, and shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Well, right now we're in a war with Iraq, we're in a war with Afghanistan, and now here just the last few days, the Americans and the Europeans, France, England, and different countries are bombing over there at Libya. And wars and rumors of wars, trouble in the Middle East, Egypt and Tunisia and all these other countries. Can't even name them all. Some of them I never even heard of before until this stuff is going on. You know, and we are living in the last days. Nations rising against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms. And I want to look at that the next few days here in the Daily Inspiration. But I want us to see that we need to be ready, and we need to, like Jesus said, not be deceived. Many people will try to deceive us. News articles, the different things that are going on in the world, there's going to be a man of peace that's going to rise up someday, and I want to talk about that tomorrow. So I just want to bring that to us here this morning. Look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. This is not a message to get us fearful, because Jesus said, he said that we're not to be fearful of all these things, but to see that these things are coming, and we're not to be troubled. Like it says, see that you be not troubled, Jesus said. You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. And it should make us live for the Lord. It should make us live not for the kingdom of this world, but for the kingdom of God. It should make us circumspect or careful in the way that we live, because Jesus' words are true, and these things will come to pass and are coming to pass, and we need to be walking with Him and walking by His Spirit. So I encourage you with that today. Please listen tomorrow. We're going to continue and talk about these signs of the end times. So God bless you. Thanks for listening.